Coming up on Thursday, July 25th from 6 to 9 over at Lorain County Community College is the annual Best of Lorain County Party. And here to talk about that from Pulse Magazine, Mary Beth Lee joins us. Good morning, Mary Beth. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm great. Yeah, me too.
Excited.
Lorain
about...
County is just on fire, really. You know, with so it's really an exciting year to be celebrating this event.
And the Best of Lorain County, as it says, kind of looks at the best of Lorain County. And I guess I would say the best of what? How would you classify all that?
Yeah, it's the best of everything we do in our community, our living. So we're looking at retail, we're looking at restaurants, we're looking at nonprofit organizations, service. So really, what makes living in Lorain County, you know, that much more special, being that hidden gem right along the, you know, the lake and all the growth that's happening. You know, we started this event years ago, and when I look to see all the new talents and new surges of ideas, it's just really exciting when we bring it all together at this event.
Sort of like a lot of things that are covered in Pulse. It's, you know, the lifestyle, what it is that people like about the community, why they come here, as you mentioned, not only the food, but the community, the involvement, the nonprofits, and the social aspect of that as well. When did the nominations and all that tabulation take place? How did that work?
Yeah, that usually takes place early spring. We open it up to the readers of Pulse, you know, everyone in Lorain County. So Pulse opens up it's a nomination process. So that's what makes this event even more unique, is that the people that make it to the event and that are invited are nominated by the people that actually live and are patrons to these organizations. So the nomination is open for a month. We typically host that or post that on our social media, the Facebook page. And then we tally that up after a month, and we invite the top three per category. There's over 55 categories, the top three to participate at the event. And as you can imagine, Bruce, we would love to have everyone there. But we can really only feature about 68 of the finalists, and of course some sponsors that make this possible every year. So it's really, you just walk around, you meet people, you taste things. You've been there. You can tell us how fun it is just to kind of immerse yourself in all of Lorain County.
Right. A lot of times you think about it, and I guess you play up a lot of the food aspect of it, right? That's just because of the time, 6 to 9 on a Thursday, people coming out, maybe they can try a sample of the different things that the people have there. But there are a lot of different organizations, you know, people for, you know, your hair, body, mind, spirit, all those people are there, really. And it kind of...
That's right. I mean, we have had chair massages. We've had it all going on there. So, of course, the food aspect is just our common thread, right? We all love to go around and taste delicious items. But as you're walking through the aisles and meeting the business owners and the leaders of the county, you're really learning a lot. You know, there's just so much to offer, and we try to have that all in one event for 3 hours. We even have a great band that plays Rockport. So it really is a night out. I mean, your ticket gives you food, live music, and really just great people to meet and mingle with.
Right. And as you mingle or slash networking or even finding that place, you're looking for maybe somebody or a place to go or different things that you don't know is in the county. And this gives you a one stop to kind of talk to the different people. Sometimes you get to meet the owners. Sometimes they're still back at the shop making things run, but they have other folks out there. But it's just the way that different organizations put their best foot forward right there.
It's true. And, you know, that's a really important thing to note, is that, you know, these are local business owners and leaders, and we understand what it takes to make sure that they have staff keeping everything going on their forefront, but still make time to be at the event. So it's true. They really are juggling a lot. And at the event, not only are you experiencing the best that everyone's voted on, but that's where the last vote comes to play. So as you're walking around on your phone, there's a QR code that everyone can scan, and they're able to vote now for their final, you know, this, you know, these are the top three that made it. Now tell us who your favorites are. And then that crowning will take place in the fall issue of Pulse magazine. And those bragging rights never leave. You know, once you've taken the category and you're a winner in that category, you know, that's something you can keep on your, it's a decal we send everyone. We send them an electronic badge, and those bragging rights stay for as long as they're promoting their success.
And I guess it does have an importance because it's sort of word of mouth. It's a little bit of a seal of approval, if you will, but it also just reminds people that they have a certain quality or standard that they have to uphold, I guess, in a sense.
I agree with that. That's very true. Right. Yeah. And we're really fortunate. You know, we work very closely with the Lorain County Commissioners and the Chamber of Commerce and, of course, the Lorain County Community College, where we've hosted this event since day one, as well as Lorain County JVC. And this year we have a new sponsor, Spacebound. So, you know, without that support, we wouldn't be able to bring this, you know, incredible event to the people that live in the county, the people that visit the county. This is not just for Lorain County. It's for people that, you know, are patrons to the local areas. And it's really just a great thing to show off, you know, the hidden gems locally.
Sure. And especially those that have the retail aspect or for open to the public, per se. If you can get people to make you a destination spot, you've really made it, right?
That's very true, right? And we see that all the time. You know, some of our participants have been around for years and are icons to the Lorain County landscape. But some are brand new, or you know, they're just starting out and they've been recognized, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for them to reach a larger audience and make a name for themselves.
Talking this morning with Mary Beth Lee with Pulse Magazine, their Best of Lorain County event coming up on July 25th. That's Thursday, 6 to 9, over at Lorain County Community College. We'll get ticket information in just a bit. But any categories or things you might want to review or things you've looked at or anything that you want to spotlight this time?
Well, you know, the editors do a really good job at making sure that the categories are applicable for the area. So a lot of times they're very standard, you know, their best steakhouse or best pizza. But I think the important thing, there isn't one that stands out. It's really just the overall scope of the categories. You know, we really try to make sure that we're touching on the living community, the lifestyle in Lorain County. So we really do, I really have nothing to do with the editorial component. All hats off to them. They really just do a great job at making sure that they understand the community and the county and it's represented in Pulse magazine.
Well, you know, you talk about different things, summertime festivals. I think you have a festival category, if I'm not mistaken, usually.
Oh, we do. You know who's... We've had so much fun with that category, right? And that we don't do that at all of our best of events. You know, I think Lorain County just happens to have some really great festivals that we try to feature. But the Corn Festival, shout out to them. You know, they bring their iconic mascots, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, there are photo opportunities everywhere. There's, what's made a pretty big dent in the landscape since we started this, Bruce, is the brewing category. You know, there's more brewers now in Lorain County. So I guess if we're looking at something that's sort of on the rise, it would be the brewers, who are also typically eateries. And so that's sort of made a little dent into who we feature.
Right, and that's another one of those local things, right? I mean, that is so local. There's nothing more local than sort of that craft brewer, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I would tell everyone to go over to PulseLorraineMag.com. And you can not only buy your tickets there, but you can also view a list of the participants. And that way you can make sure, you know, and keep in mind that if your favorite establishment is not there, it does not mean you can't vote for them. So you can still vote for any one of the three that have made it to the finalists. These are just the participants that actually could be there, you know, physically. And there is a waiting list, so we unfortunately we have to turn it off at some point, but there's just a wonderful list of, finalists and people that make sure that they are doing the best they can for the community every year. You know, one of those staples is always the Beth K. Stocker Art Gallery. It's right there on the campus of LCCC, and they just it's such a great addition to Lorain County and the arts community. So they always are a finalist and have won this category for several years. But if you go to PulseLorraineMag.com and then click on Get Tickets, you'll be able to see a full list of the participating finalists. You'll be able to get your tickets. They're $30 each. We do sell out. We do get to a max. Spitzer Conference Center is only so large. So, you know, unfortunately, we wish we could have all participants and everyone that wants to attend. But I really do encourage people to get their tickets this week, over the weekend, if they want to make sure that there's room for themselves there.
Right. And, of course, the other thing, too, is if you can't really make it there, if you look at the best of lists, you know that there's a little bit of, if you want to try some of those different places or find out about some of those different organizations or fitness areas and things like that. As well, is there friendly campaigning going on right now? I mean,
there's friendly campaigning between themselves, and at the event it even gets a little friendlier. but it's all in good spirit, and there's just so much. When you go through the list, you're just like, wow, this is all right in Lorain County, and it's just so impressive. And it should be a nice pride moment for anyone that. Lives in the area and works in the area, because it's everything. It's everything from your healthcare systems to your salon and retail.
Sure. I should also put a plug in for, subscribing to Pulse Magazine. It's amazing with the pictures and the stories how you bring things to life that people think, hey, that's right near me, but I never looked at it this way. In other words, you kind of give it that travel look to it, which makes it like very inviting that sometimes people don't always see if they drive by things all the time.
I think that's a great point. I think the editors of Pulse Magazine do such an amazing job at keeping this magazine applicable and timely. And, when everything is just, there's so much online, there's still something so great about having a publication that comes out four times a year. It's definitely something that I keep, they're on my coffee tables, because there's something you can go back to all throughout the year. It really is just a great publication for businesses and people that live in the area and want to know more about what's right next door.
Absolutely. Mary Beth Lee with Pulse Magazine joining us today, talking about the best of Lorain County. Again, the party's coming up on Thursday, July 25th, 6 to 9 over at Lorain County Community College. Thanks for your time this morning. Hope to see a lot of folks coming out to that.
Oh, us too. And thanks for having me. And we always love being a guest on your show. So thank you so much, Bruce.